You know when you have bursts of energy, like random bursts of energy, that's what this podcast is today. And one of the things that I've learned is that when you have an opportunity or when you're in a mood for something, you act on it, especially if it's a positive energy. So, first of all, today wasn't a good day. Like, when I just, like, look back at certain things that happened today, it wasn't really a good day. But I find myself, after resting, waking up, watched a video on YouTube, which we will talk about in another podcast later. It was a divorce attorney talking about basically love and marriage, and he spit a lot of nuggets. It was just an amazing video. But anyway, just to self-reflect, after that video, I just said to myself, you know what? I could be a better person. I could be my best for someone. I can be my best for my loved ones. I could just, like, it doesn't hurt to be kind. So I come to you with words of power, words of gratitude, words of just staying positive. And I know that can be hard sometimes because I've been there, and just pretty much today, I was really, 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 really captivated by Philippians 4. I've seen it several times, but there is a verse, well, Philippians 4:8, which my loved one said to me one time when I was really struggling. And it goes and it says, keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful. And I'm reading in a TPT version, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. I mean, it's just amazing. And prior to that, in the fourth verse, it says, be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of your life. Let your joy overflow. It's so funny because I put on one of my social media platforms that it's okay to be low today and then be happy tomorrow, because that's just how life is. And it's important for us to embrace whatever life throws at us. There's like a very, very, very amazing quote by Jack in Titanic, where he was invited to dinner because he saved Rose's life. If you haven't watched Titanic, man, you should go back and watch it. I've watched that movie like 4 times, but it's always exciting. I don't know. Anyways, he sits at dinner with all these fine people, and you could tell that Rose's fiance was trying to bring him down, and he found a good way of talking about being, and I'm not gonna quote him because I don't remember the word for word, but it's actually a video reel on TikTok as well. He talks about taking life at it as it comes at you, and I love that video so much because he says that, listen, I know what it feels like to be in a very low place, be poor, and hey, look at me today, I'm sitting with all you rich people. And I think that when I read Philippians 4 verse 4, it says, be cheerful with joyous celebration every season of life, let your joy overflow. Like, if you woke up today and you are in your good mental state of mind, it's very important to capitalize on that feeling, because it's really hard out there and you're not going to get those bursts of energy all the time. You can put yourself in that situation whereby if you're a Joel Osteen fan, you're like always high on being excited. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people actually think that people like that are crazy, but I don't. I think that the world is a crazy place, and if you have joy in you, capitalize on it. In verse 5, right? It says, let your gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is ever near. And I think I talked about how I made a point to myself that I'm going to be just best in whatever I do. And this was all before I actually read this text. Like, all the inspiration just like came, and I've been drawn to Philippians 4 basically all day. Whatever was happening in my life today is in this book of the Bible. And in 6 it says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Sometimes when we put ourselves outside of what is happening around us, we're able to see more clearly. And that is a powerful thing. There's so much happening in our lives, as I've said already. It can be very, very hard to concentrate. It can be very, very hard to feel good. But honestly, one of the best things that I think has helped me is not being on social media, in terms of like Instagram, for example, because unconsciously, like, you're comparing things. And not to say people that are on Instagram, like, should quit Instagram. I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. But I think that for me personally, one of the things that has helped me is that, because I'm focused more now on reading a lot of self-development books and also reading a lot of financial literacy books and just using my time profitably. And yeah, like, I've just been more happy. I don't miss Instagram. Like, it's like actually so much or a lot for me when I go on that platform. But I love Twitter because I love to voice my opinion on society, on government. And I guess all I'm trying to say is, do what works best for you. Your life is customized per what you believe and what you say to yourself and the energy that you have. And obviously, when challenges come, you should know that these challenges are just there to reveal a flaw or reveal something that you just need to work better on. It just feels good to be happy today. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling low, I pray that the Holy Spirit, you know, makes you patient, gives you gentleness, brings you kindness in your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Be patient with yourself. The dawn does not last forever. Night does not last forever. The sun always rises. And I hope that you found a burst of energy or inspiration in today's podcast. See you soon.